Howdy, everybody, and welcome back to Madisonville. This is the pregame show brought to you by Gessner Heating and Air. Your comfort is our business. Tom Turbeville with head coach Casey Dacus as we get ready for the final non-district game of the year with the Madisonville Mustangs. And, Coach, we'll talk about the good and the bad and the ugly from last week's game with Rutter at Rattler Stadium. 41-24, the final score. First off, I'm going to sort of talk to the psychiatrist in you a little bit. How do you, as a coaching staff, approach a game like this with the kids to get them back up for practice, to get them back up for doing their schoolwork, just to stay generally positive?
Well, I think the first thing you have to do is you have to accentuate the positive, like kind of like you said just then. You know, we did a lot of great things the other night, to be real honest with you. I know the score doesn't show it that way, but, you know, at the half, we were up 21-3, and we felt really good about ourselves. And we felt like that was probably the most complete we had played for two quarters all year, honestly. And the hard part for us is that one of the things we talked about at the half was, you know, finish. Got to find a way to finish and not be sloppy and not turn the ball over. And then it was almost like a self-fulfilling prophecy in that we went out there and we were sloppy and turned it over, I think, four times in the second half. And I think all of those were in the red zone on the going in for them. So, you know, we gave them short fields, and our defense ended up having to be on the field way too long in the second half, and we ran out of gas towards the end of the game. But, you know, you go back to the things that we did well. You know, that was a very athletic Rutter team that we played last Friday night, and our kids matched them, you know, athletically speaking, at least for the first half. And so the good thing is we know it's in us. We know we can do it. Now we have to find a way to do it for four quarters and not just two.
Let's talk about those positives. First off, defensively, a couple of fourth down stops and then another stop that you held them to a field goal. So defense continued to do it for you in the first half. And in the second half, it's the same story again. Defense was just on the field too long because of turning it over and giving them those short fields.
That's exactly right. You know, the defensive guys played really, really well, and the offensive guys did too, you know, until we got to about probably the 8 or 9 minute mark of the second half in the third quarter. But, again, you know, it's a team effort, and we can't sit there and rely on one side of the ball do well and not the other side. And so we've got to go back and look at the things that we did well. And I thought defensively we played really well. I thought when we got in trouble defensively was when they had a couple of drives that they ran a flea flicker for a touchdown, and then they had another a big run up the middle against us, and I can't remember who it was that made that run. But what happened, in my opinion, was that our defensive guys started trying to overcompensate for other, you know, mistakes that we were making on that side of the ball. And so we were getting out of our gaps, and we weren't being disciplined and being sound, and that's where we had trouble defensively. But, again, offensively, we had to protect the football. We got the ball coming out of the half the other night, and, you know, we get sacked and we fumble the ball. And then the very next possession, running back's running hard, gets about 8 yards, and the ball gets stripped out of his hands, you know. And it's things like that. And the defense did a really nice job of holding them with those two turnovers to 3 points in those two turnovers. They stopped them on fourth down the first time that we did that, and the second time we give up the field goal. And if you do that coming out of the half, the first two possessions, turn it over twice and you only give up 3 points, you're ecstatic about that. And I was thrilled about that. But again, it just goes back to momentum, and momentum's a funny thing, and it's like that big snowball that kind of rolls down the hill, and you have to find a way to stop it. And we couldn't get it stopped, and so it just kind of snowballed on us and kind of got out of control. And hopefully our kids learned a lot from that the other night.
This is a chance to brag about the offense. We hadn't been able to do that a whole lot, but in that first half, I thought Zach Dyer was really a pinpoint accuracy with his passes, and it was really good to have LaDarren Thomas back. They were clicking pretty good on a couple of touchdowns.
Absolutely. LaDarren, he stretches the field for us. He can run. And, you know, there's an old saying, you can't coach speed. And that when guys can run, that puts a lot of pressure on the other side of the ball, you know, the other team. And I thought LaDarren did a really nice job, both in the running game, because we tossed him the ball in some sweeps, you know, some jet sweep stuff. And then he did a really nice job running routes and beating man coverage, because we got so much man coverage the other night. That he did a really nice job of beating their safeties down the field and some stuff. And so we were able to complete some big balls to him. I think he ended up with 100 yards receiving, I think. And, you know, Tavares also was another kid that had a really nice night. And Tavares has been really consistent for us since day one. You know, I think he had two or three catches the other night for over 100 yards too. So both those guys have done a really, really good job. We got to do a better job of getting the ball in the second half, you know, where we can make some plays that way and maybe take the pressure off of Zach and some of the other offensive players.
You talked about it earlier, but if there was a turning point in this game, the end of the third quarter, the start of the fourth quarter, that flea flicker that went for a touchdown, then the kickoff, we give it right back to them, and they score again.
No question. You know, it started early in the half when we turned it over twice, but we held them to three. It was that little stretch you're talking about that really broke our back. You know, the flea flicker, that was a really, really intelligent play call by them, because the drive before, we had some trouble stopping them in the run game, so we were having to get our safeties involved. And as soon as they saw our safeties coming down and playing in the box and playing the run, they started taking some shots, and they took a chance with that play. And that was just a case of one of our players had his eyes in the backfield and not on his key. And before he could recognize that, the guy was already by him and the ball was over his head. So, you know, that situation is one that you live with. But the second one on the kickoff return, when we fumbled it right after that and gave him another possession right after that, you know, that wasn't a case of a kid not doing what he was supposed to do. That was just a case of a guy making a good play on the other side. Because in that case for us, we would want the ball in Tavares' hands anytime we can get it in his hands. And that was just a case of Tavares working extremely hard to try to make a big return, and the ball just got knocked out. And I promise you, there's nobody that feels worse about that than Tavares does. So, you know, he's a team player all the way, and I think that really hurt him, and he was disappointed himself. And I would expect him to grow from this, you know, and be in a situation, you know, where we get into this in the future where he's going to remember that, and he's going to remember about how important ball security is and all that kind of stuff. And so definitely not his fault that we lost that game. That just happened to be kind of the play right after that flea flicker that kind of pushed that snowball down the hill, if you will.
When you're talking about turnovers, I know there's the careless turnover where you're just not taking care of the ball, and then there's the turnover that, like you said, the other team just makes a great play, puts a helmet on the ball, puts a fist on the ball or something like that. But those ones that are careless, just not holding on to the ball, you got drills for that. You got practices for that. Talk a little bit about what you do to try to prevent those careless fumbles.
Right. We stress fundamentals all the time, and we have individual offensive periods where we work on ball security. You know, quarterbacks will do drop back drills, and we'll make them seat the ball at their chest, and we'll, you know, have the other guys try to knock it out, you know, while the quarterbacks keep their eyes downfield. Or we'll do movement drills where they have to seat the ball, and we, you know, we strip at it or prod at it or whatever you want to call it. You know, running backs do the same drills, you know, maybe not with a drop back, but we run them through the gauntlet where we have guys on both sides and they have to protect the football and do those kinds of things. And so we definitely stress that, and I know that the result the other night looks like we don't, but we really do stress that, and we believe in working on that as much as possible.
Gessner Heating and Air, your comfort is our business. They sponsor the pregame show with head coach Casey Dacus. Madisonville Mustangs, we're going to their place this year. They've got a very nice facility with a turf surface there. Talk about Madisonville. They come in here at 1-2. Two of their losses are teams that you scrimmaged against in Belleville and Caldwell. So I don't know what that means, what you can tell from scrimmages and how that compares. But talk about what you know about Madisonville.
Madison was a good program. You know, Coach Nail came back a couple of years ago and kind of got it established going again. And you know, this past year he moved into more of an administrative role, and now Coach Urbanki is kind of taking over, and he's been one of the coordinators for Coach Nail for several years. And so their program's not going to change at all. It's still going to be a great program. They do things right. And, you know, their kids act right, their kids do right, they're disciplined. And so it's always going to be a challenge when you play a program like that. And you know, Navasota and Massville have played each other for a long time now. And even when I was in school, we were rivals, you know, back then. So we're looking forward to the chance to get a chance to play these guys. And I know that they're probably excited to get back on the field just like we are. You know, both of us had a tough time this past Friday, so we're both kind of chomping at the bit to get back out there and kind of to right some wrongs, if you will. So it'll be a good challenge.
It was a 12-6 loss in a low-scoring game to Caldwell last week. Looking at articles about that game and their team, they seem to have a little bit of the same problems that you have as far as really strong defense. It's really working well for them early in the season, but getting their offense untracked.
Exactly. It's almost like looking in the mirror, if you will. Yeah, they've had trouble moving the ball, kind of like we have. They you know, they had a quarterback last year who I thought was a really good player. He still is a really good player. He's still there. He's in his number seven, Tyrese Brown. But they're having to use him in the defensive backfield and also at receiver. And so I think it's just a case of them trying to get more athletes on the field. And the quarterback they have now is doing a really nice job, too. They're young in some spots, and there's inexperience there that I'm thinking that they're trying to work through, kind of like there is for us. You know, we've got some guys back, but, you know, you're always trying to move, you know, pieces around and trying to get the ball in the playmaker's hands. And I think we're both trying to figure out a way to do that better for both sides.
Last non-district game, I know we talked about it last week about getting that first non-district win, but here's another opportunity, and it'd be especially good this week going into district play on the road a week from tonight.
No, I agree 100%. You know, last year we started the year 0-4, and I hate to sound like a broken record, but I really feel pretty good about where we're at right now. I know that the record doesn't reflect it, but we feel like we've taken some big steps in the last couple of weeks to get a lot better. You know, playing tough competition doesn't always show that on the scoreboard. But, you know, if you go back and you watch our film and you see some of the things that some of our young kids are doing to compliment our older guys, you know, we really like where we're at. But there's no question that a win would be a really, really good thing for our program. We really need one. And our kids really need one. You know, it gives you that credibility and it gets the buy-in that you're looking for. But we have good senior leadership, and, you know, I think that our kids are going to show up and they're going to play really, really well. And then hopefully we'll go into district on a little bit of a roll as compared to how we did last year.
Talk about that senior leadership. That's so important, because as coaches, you can talk to the players and try to keep them up and try to keep them positive. But when it comes from a fellow classmate, a peer, as it were, sometimes it means a little bit more.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and we've been doing this, all of us on our coaching staff, some of us 20 years, some of us more than that. But I think the consensus, if you asked all the different coaches that are here, is that the best teams are the ones that are player-led. You know, the coaches can lead and they can, you know, encourage kids to do this or do that, but it means a lot more coming from a peer, as you said a minute ago. I just think there's something to that. I think the great programs, they're all that way. And so I've appreciated our senior group because they've done a really nice job of leading, even under some tough circumstances. Nobody's lost faith. Nobody's lost hope. Everybody knows that we're really, really close to kind of turning it the other way. And so, you know, again, I'm looking forward to seeing what these guys do Friday or tonight. And we're excited about it.
Coach, good luck.
Thank you.
All right, that's Coach Casey Dacus, and Bryce Jones and I will be back, get to the starting lineups, and get this one kicked off. It's homecoming night in Madisonville, and we'll be back. You've been listening to the Gessner Heating and Air pregame show. Your comfort is our business. It's Navasota football on Willie 98.7.